What's up, guys? It's Quentin B. Smith, and I'm checking in for tonight's podcast. I have a unique message for tonight, and it's about how to get rich for sure, okay? And the reason I'm so passionate about this, I have a saying. It's, I'm not trying to get rich quick. I'm trying to get rich for sure. And I mean that, okay? And a lot of people have let me know, hey, man, I really feel that, but I want to let you know, like, how seriously, what the things you have to do to get rich for sure. Like, you got to take this seriously. For some reason, I feel very comfortable talking about the mindset of a rich millennial on this channel. When I shoot videos, it's not the same. When I go live on Instagram and Facebook, it's not the same. Here is where I'm going to be providing the inside mindset on how to become a rich millennial, man. Like, there's a big difference. All right, there's some guys out here that just want to make an extra $50 a day, or just want to make $50,000 a year, and then there are some guys, guys and girls, which I expect to be you, who want to make $50,000 a month, you know? And here is where I want to drop a couple gems on you tonight. Something that you could leave with for the weekend. All right. And so, getting rich for sure. The way to get rich for sure is so simple. The way to get rich for sure is by taking the stairs. Okay. These are two things that I really say. I'm not trying to get rich quick. I'm trying to get rich for sure. When people ask me, how do you get rich for sure? It's by taking the stairs. What do I mean by taking the stairs? Taking the stairs means, okay, of course, you can take the elevator, right? But when the power goes out, when you lifted up, you leveled up so fast, you don't even know how you got there. When the power goes out, you're stuck, man. Like, that elevator can come right back down just as quick as it went up. Am I wrong? When you take the stairs, you're in control. If you want to go down, you go down. If you want to go up, you go up. It's going to take you a lot longer. It's going to take you longer than the escalator, than the elevator. But you're going to get there. You're going to get to the top as long as you don't run out of energy if you pace yourself. And the stairs go as high as you want to go, you know? Taking the stairs is the slow roll. It really is. This is not some fancy thing that is going to impress people on the gram. It's going to look really cool on video. This is actually how you start building wealth. You got to stop spending all your extra time and money on things that are not going to start creating income and creating wealth for you in the future. Not even the near future. Just the future. Like, you know, like, when I put this money here, it's going to come back. It's going to come back and it's going to be big. All right. So a perfect example of this is me. A lot of people see the money I make in the stock market. I post a couple of screenshots that get me excited on my Instagram. Last week, I had my first five-figure day, which was exciting, and I posted it. And this morning, I woke up. I was down $700, and I still came back. I came back from that and had a profit in the stock market. That's a lot of action for 1 week, man. Now, listen, if you knew a guy who made $1,000 a day, what would you expect him to drive? Like, something crazy, right? He's got the Lambo, the Aston. He's got two Maybachs. Okay, maybe not the Maybach, but he's driving something crazy, right? And when people meet me, I'm into cars. I won't lie to you. I'm so into cars, right? But I understand that those things are liabilities. I know there are certain things that I want in my car. And those qualifications are, man, I need Bluetooth. I'm always on my phone. I need good speakers because I'm always like, I got to be in my zone. I got to stay focused. And number three, my car's got to be brand new. Current year, brand new. Every year I need to upgrade that car. So right now, I drive a brand new Toyota Corolla. And people see this and they're like, hey, man, you know, you didn't even max out. You could have bought something more. And I'm like, yeah, of course. Of course. But I paid for that car in one day. You know what I mean? One day. That car, what I'm saying is, I'm taking the stairs. I know that I'm going to get a Range Rover. I know that I'm going to get my dream car. And it doesn't have to be right now, because I'm really taking the stairs. I'm here for the long haul. And you should do the same, right? I could have bought a Range Rover. That's my favorite vehicle. Between me and you, that is my favorite vehicle. If I made $20 million tonight, I would go cop a Range Rover first. I really like them. They have refrigerators, blah, blah, blah. Not trying to go too fancy. I'm a really conservative person because I like to keep my money invested in the markets. How if I wrote a check for a Range Rover, $93,000, wouldn't that $93,000 do better in my stock account at 1% a day? You see what I'm saying? The Range Rover loses $1,000 a month at least on the depreciation schedule. Why would I not just put that in the stock market and make $1,000 a day? Instead of paying cash for a truck to look cool for the gram or sound like a rapper, I paid cash. You really got to take the stairs with this stuff, people. Now, yeah, I didn't have to buy a Corolla. Like, I even think it's funny. But it's a very practical vehicle. It gives me no problems. The maintenance is free. I don't really... I'm thankful for it, but it's not like... It doesn't create any worry in my life. I need to be worried about my investments, not about a vehicle. Not about a vehicle. And the reason that I'll tell you what I drive is because you gotta know, like, if you're gonna be in this game for the long haul, you're gonna have to be conservative in a lot of aspects. Be very disciplined in a lot of aspects. So the same thing with the Corolla. I think it was 21 grand. I could just put that on my American Express Platinum, right? Pay it down, 30 days, get the points, blah, blah, blah. But the thing was, I'd rather put that 20 grand in the stock market where it can earn me something, where I can pay for that car in one day and it's like, no problem. Let's move on to the next. Use the car as a vehicle, like an actual, actual vehicle, and then a vehicle to get me to more investments. If I need to go look at properties, I'm not worried about the mileage, about the gas, about the oil change. Like, that stuff is like, it takes care of itself. It's just a freaking Corolla. It's a practical vehicle, right? Now, the next part of that is, yes, my next vehicle is going to be kind of cool. I'm thinking about a Nissan GTR. And I won't even say thinking about it. That's what I'm going to get next. This vehicle is very strategic, just so that you guys know, like, this is how dedicated to the game you have to be. I'm not buying a GTR because that's the coolest car on the planet. I really don't give a fuck about the GTR, okay? I don't really care about it. I'm not an import guy. I don't care about a Nissan GTR. All right, what the Nissan GTR does is it shows some visual credibility. You can say all day, I do well in the stock market, but a Nissan GTR will help persuade a couple more people, right? But the thing is, I'm losing money on the Corolla. When every time I pay that note, yeah, I mean, it could not be a lot of money to me or to you or to anybody, but it's still money going out. Like, every time I make that note, that money goes out and never comes back. The Nissan GTR, I'm going to buy it for 65, 70 Gs, right? 65 or 70 Gs. Now, the Nissan GTR has held its value for the last 77 years. 7 years. So when I go to sell that car in 8 months, I'm going to get back my 60, 70 Gs plus a lot of street cred. You know? Like, that's for other people, that's the car. You got a GTR, bro, I'm trying to get on. You know what I mean? So here's the thing. Your moves they have to be strategic if you want to play for the long haul. That does not mean that you can't have fun, you can't buy things, you can't enjoy your life. But don't go gusto. Don't go buy a Range Rover just because. Buy sunglasses just because. Take that girl out to a $300-$500 dinner just because. Don't hop on these fights just because. Like, relax, dial it back, be conservative, and make sure you are taking the stairs so that you can get rich for sure. You can take the elevator. It'll probably get you there. You won't know when it's gonna stop, though. And you want to be in control of your future. Hopefully this message made some type of sense. It's a really detailed message, and it's one that is just been on my mind, and I thought that it could help somebody. If this message helped you, if I was able to help you with this message, let me know. Shoot me a tweet at Quentin B. Smith. There's no H on the Smith on my Twitter or Instagram, at Quentin B. Smith. And actually Facebook too, man. Make sure you follow me online. And if you're looking for a mentor 2018, man, let's get it. Follow me. I will be glad to help you. My name's Quentin B. Smith. Made six figures in the stock market, and I'm taking the stairs. Peace.